Today, the Obama administration is proposing opening up parts of the Atlantic coast to offshore oil drilling for the first time, while also banning drilling in areas of Alaska's Arctic waters, a win and a loss each for environmentalists and the oil industry. Phil Flynn is an energy market analyst with Price Futures Group in Chicago. He's with us from the trading floor there. Phil, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk first about what's happening in the Atlantic. How significant are these parts of the Atlantic coast from Virginia down to Georgia in terms of oil reserves?
Well, I think it's fairly significant. You know, the problem is that it's probably not as significant as what we're going to be losing in Alaska. And I think that is the big debate. You know, once again, it seems like the Obama administration gives on one hand, but it takes away. And to be honest with you, the amount of money it's going to take to actually drill in those areas is going to be a lot more expensive than the lands that they're taking offline right now. And with the low cost of oil right now, it's going to make it unlikely that those lands are going to be developed anytime soon. So it's a little bit of sleight of the hand. And, you know, the possibility of opening up these areas is really just to have a political talking point to say that they are open to drilling and under certain circumstances.
So you would say that net-net, this is a win for environmentalists and a loss for the industry?
That's exactly what I would say. Of course, any environmentalist, you would say that any drilling is a loss for them. But in this case, absolutely. I think it's very clear that President Obama has a green energy agenda. He has an agenda that he wants to be the president that did more to fight global warming than any other president. And so I think this is part of his legacy. And it really plays into the anti-petroleum mantra that this industry has had. You know, what's kind of silly about this is that it's interesting that in the State of the Union, you know, the president, you know, tries to take credit for the lower gasoline prices and, you know, the increased oil production. But if you look at the record, he's really been trying to stand in the way of all of that drilling and all of that progress.
Well, Phil, I do have to ask, though, with these low prices of oil and of gas, why would anybody want to do more production, especially if it's going to cost them money off the coast of the United States? Aren't you hearing that people are less interested in looking into new reserves of oil because they can't make enough money by selling it?
That's correct, and that's exactly what's happened. In fact, that's what OPEC really had in mind when they decided to flood the market with oil. They were very upset that we were on our way to energy independence. You know, this is something the president said we could never do, that we couldn't drill our way to energy independence. But then we started to do it. And when we started to do it, you know, we had, you know, countries in other parts of the globe take exception to the fact that we were driving down energy prices. So they tried to drive them down even more by increasing production and trying to flood the market to knock us out of business. Now the prices are going down. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing that we're not developing these lands, because we're going to fall back into the same trap that we were in before, and that's being beholden to other countries like OPEC that, you know, really has their best interests at heart, not ours.
Well, we should say that the Obama administration had proposed offshore drilling in this part of the Atlantic back in 2010 before the BP oil spill in the Gulf, and then dropped that idea after the spill. What has changed on that front? Has enough been done to raise the safety of these underwater drilling operations to make it so that this is something that you would want to propose just a few years after the terrible BP oil spill?
I would say most people in the industry believe that the BP oil spill could have been avoided. And it really plays into the mantra that you can't trust oil companies, when most of them are out there drilling every day and doing it safely. And while we do have to be sensitive about the environment, I think it's been proven that we can drill in a safe and efficient way, you know, across this country, and do it in a way that will create jobs and economic growth and bring back our manufacturing sector that we've been losing prior to this energy revolution.
That's Phil Flynn, an energy market analyst with the Price Futures Group in Chicago. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now we want to get a reaction to today's news from Bob Deans. He's with the Natural Resources Defense Council, and he joins us from Washington. Bob, welcome to you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Well, do you consider this a win for environmentalists, net-net, that you're opening up parts of the Atlantic potentially to drilling, but also closing off this significant part of Alaska's Arctic coast?
Well, certainly opening up the Atlantic Ocean and exposing this great ocean and all the coastal communities and all that they support to the kinds of risk we saw from a disastrous blowout like the BP disaster in the Gulf is taking us in exactly the wrong direction, Jeremy. That's not where we need to go as a country. And I think one of the things that's made this country great is our ability to learn lessons from our mistakes. And here in the BP blowout, we had 11 men killed on the spot. We dumped 170 million gallons of toxic crude oil into some of the richest fisheries in the world. We threw thousands of workers out of their jobs for many, many months. And we found out that this industry, by policing itself, is only as safe as it wants to be. To expose the entire eastern seaboard to that kind of a disaster, and let's remember, that BP oil spill oiled 1,000 miles of coastline along the Gulf of Mexico. That, Jeremy, is the distance from Boston to Savannah. When you open the Atlantic Ocean to offshore drilling, you expose the entire eastern seaboard to the risk of a catastrophic spill. That's not what we need to be doing. Absolutely not.
So is what you're saying that there simply should be no more offshore drilling, at least until there are better regulations on the industry to keep these kinds of things from happening?
Offshore drilling anywhere is very risky business. It's very dangerous. It's dangerous in the Gulf of Mexico, and no one in this country has paid a higher price for that than the people who live along the Gulf. What we're saying is we should not be opening up and expanding that risk to the eastern seaboard under any circumstances whatsoever.
What about what's going on in Alaska? This is not very popular, at least among many there. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, called it a 1-2-3 kick to the gut of Alaska's economy.
The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge was set aside by President Eisenhower 55 years ago because he wanted our children to be able to enjoy the natural splendor of this country as the first Americans found it. That refuge is our children's inheritance. It has been off the table for oil development since Eisenhower took it off 55 years ago, and ever since, the oil industry and others have been trying to get their hands on that reserve. These are people, companies, that would destroy this special place for the sake of polluter profits. That's wrong. What the president said is this refuge is a sanctuary for the plants and animals that live there, and it is the inheritance of all of our children. It's every American's inheritance, and we need to keep it that way.
So overall, if you look at this proposal today, the ups and the downs, what do you think? Is this a good thing to close off this area of the Arctic coast and also open up part of the sea off of the coast of Virginia and the Carolinas and Georgia?
We don't see the two as being tethered together. We don't think that the environment is a chit to be put on the table and trade off one for another. The Atlantic Ocean needs to be protected. And in the weeks ahead, Jeremy, the public will have a chance to weigh in and say what we all think. And this will be the chance for everybody who cares about the Atlantic Ocean, everybody who cares about our coastal communities and all they support, to stand up and say, we're with the watermen, we're with these coastal communities, we're with this great ocean, and we're not going to let it be plundered for oil.
Bob Deans with the Natural Resources Defense Council. Bob Deans, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy, for having me.